Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Former Senator, human rights advocate Segesag dies at 84. Update, former Senator and veteran human rights lawyer Renee Segesag has died. His family announced on Wednesday. It is with profound sadness that we announce the passing of our dear Papa and Lolo, Segesag's family said. The announcement was made through the Facebook page of Segesag's son, Rebo. As we mourn his loss, we take solace in the enduring impact of his legacy, the statement read. Renee Segesag was a dedicated public servant, and his tireless endeavors as a human rights advocate, senator and writer stand as a testament to his unwavering commitment to justice, truth and democracy, it added. For him, expertise in law was a means to serve the poor and disenfranchised, and he provided legal aid to those in need. The family was also grateful that the late former senator had spent the final months of his life with relatives, friends and supporters, and passed away knowing that he was much loved and respected. The Liberal Party, LP, of the Philippines also paid tribute to Segesag in a statement on Wednesday, calling him a symbol of promoting democracy, human rights, and social justice. As a lawyer, he was among those who stood up against abuses during martial law. As a member of the Liberal Party, he raised the bar for those in public service, not only through the laws he authored but also through the personal fulfillment of his sworn duty. As a writer, he used his deep understanding of the law and his experience to criticize what he saw as wrong in the government, including the erasure and revision of our history, the LP wrote in Filipino. Former Senator and LP spokesman Leila De Lima also honored Segesag in a separate post on the X social media platform. Thank you, Sen. Renee, for all your support in all the more than 6 years of my imprisonment. Thank you for being there in my trial to show your solidarity even when it was already difficult for you to travel, she wrote. The Philippine legal community has lost another luminary, and the Filipino people have lost a great leader. You will be missed always, especially in our shared struggle for a just and progressive nation. Party List Group Ak Bayan also grieved, saying the nation lost one of its biggest defenders of democracy. Senator Segesag gave his life not just to the ideals of the law, our nation, and its people. He lived fully, in the conviction that all Filipinos deserve a society that stands for those who have the least in life, speaks truth to power, and nurtures our dreams for a brighter future, the group said in a statement. His faith in our ability to rise above our weaknesses never wavered. And we in Ak Bayan will honor that faith by continuing the struggle he and so many others gave their lives to, it added. RIP Attorney Renee Segesag. A friend, a patriot and a compassionate lawyer. You will be missed, wrote Supreme Court Associate Justice Marvick Leonan on ex-former presidential spokesman Harry Roque said, we lost a statesman, Senator Renee Segesag. The nation longs for more senators like him and, Jovito, Salonga. You will be missed. Born in Moban, Quezon, on August 14, 1939, Segesag was a nephew and second cousin, once removed, of former Senate President Jovito Salonga. He obtained his Bachelor of Arts degree from San Beda College. Segesag served as a human rights lawyer from 1972 to 1986, serving as a member of the Free Legal Assistance Group, FLAG, before becoming the spokesman for then-President Corazon Aquino. Under the banner of the LP, Segesag ran for senator in 1987 and served until 1992, vowing only to serve a single term in office. According to the Senate's website, while serving as senator, Segesag was the chairman of the Senate Committee on Ethics and Privilege and the Ad Hoc Committee on the Bataan Nuclear Power Plant and was one of two senators, alongside Ernesto Maceda, who attended all 415 session days from July 1987 to June 1990. After he left the Senate, then-President Joseph Estrada appointed him to lead the Ad Hoc and Independent Citizens Committee. In 2007, he was injured in a car accident in Makati City that killed his wife, Dulce, as they were heading home from a ballroom dancing session. He had also taught constitutional law and human rights law at San Beda University on the Mendiola and Alabang campuses. Segesag authored two books, both named Segesag Wit, where he talked about life lessons and talked about people he previously worked with. Until 2021, he wrote a column every Friday for the Manila Times named TGIF, with his last published on November 26, 2021. Segesag's last public appearance was on April 9, when he was among those honored by the Bantayog Ing Mga Bayani Foundation at the University of the Philippines Diliman. His family requested a few moments of privacy as they grieve and will soon announce details of a memorial service for the late former senator. Papa/Lolo has passed on, but His Spirit will continue to inspire us to strive for a more just world, the Segesag family statement read. He left behind five children, Rebo, Nonoy, Lara, Lawrence, and Kaisa. Senators, led by Senate President Juan Miguel Sabiri, joined the country in mourning the passing of Segesag. Sabiri described Segesag as a man who possessed an unwavering commitment to justice and fairness for every Filipino, which was evident in his initiatives, such as the Free Legal Assistance Group. He said that although Segesag's tenure in the Senate was brief, he had a significant impact on Filipinos' lives, co-authoring laws such as the Code of Conduct and Ethical Standards for Public Officials and Employees, RA 6713, and the Ombudsman Act of 1989, RA 6770. Sabiri said Segesag was a true statesman who left an indelible mark on Philippine politics. He also believed in providing free legal services to the poor and needy, following the principle that those with less in life should have more in law. Segesag's legacy of service and excellence continues to be a benchmark for many young lawyers and public servants, he said. Senate President pro tempore Loren Legarda said Segesag served as a voice of the voiceless, fearlessly speaking up in a time when people were afraid to and defending others with all his might at the risk of his own life. I admire him for continually standing up for human rights until his final breath, Legarda said. In his lone Senate term, he ensured public officials and civil servants would be accountable. He was one of those who vehemently opposed the stay of the U.S. military bases in the country, she added. In a statement on his ex-social media platform, Senator Francis Escudero described Segesag as a patriot, nationalist and honest public servant. During the martial law years, Escudero recalled that Segesag was a prominent opposition figure who worked as a human rights lawyer. He played a crucial role as the first spokesman for President Corazon Aquino following the 1986 People Power Revolution. Senator Grace Poe mourned the loss of a staunch advocate for good governance and justice. A legal luminary, he has devoted his time and brilliance to many, especially the disadvantaged in society, Poe said. She remembered that in her citizenship battle with the courts, Segesag had stood with them, unconditionally lending his wit and wisdom, and for this, she would forever hold him dear. Senator Robin Hood Padilla has also extended his deepest sympathies to Ka Rene's family and loved ones. Unbeknownst to everyone, Ka Rene has become my close friend, and I consider him a mentor when he became my lawyer back in the day, not only in matters of law but in matters of life, said Padilla in a statement. Senator Risa Ontiveros said the country has lost a true champion of human rights. While we mourn the loss of such a great leader, we must also honor his life and dedication to public service. Even in his absence, his legacy will continue to live on, she said. Senator Nancy Binay said Segesag's dedication and deep compassion for the nation were unequaled. She said he was a close friend of her father, former Vice President Jejomar Binay. During those times, I witnessed his skill, diligence, and, above all, his deep concern for people who have less in life and in law, she said. The Macabayan bloc of lawmakers, composed of ACT Teachers Representative France Castro, Gabriela Women's Party Representative Arlene Brosas, and Cabataan Representative Raul Manuel, honored Segesag for his unwavering commitment to upholding justice and defending the rights of the Filipino people. His legacy as a human rights lawyer and public servant will continue to inspire generations of Filipinos to fight for a more just and equitable society, it said. The bloc called Segesag a true patriot and a great statesman and remembered him as one of the 12 senators who voted to expel the U.S. military bases. The concerned lawyers for civil liberties said Segesag represented a generation of activist lawyers who fought during the most dangerous and destructive era in the country's recent history. A true nationalist, he voted in the Senate against the U.S. military bases agreement, and he stood against their return through the Visiting Forces Agreement and the Enhanced Development Cooperation Agreement. A civil libertarian, he insisted on joining our petition against the Anti-Terrorism Act of 2020 despite limitations of health and age, the group said. The CLCL said he was among its original members when it was established in 2006 to help combat the spate of extrajudicial killings under then-President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. He was a founding convener of the Mananangal Laban sa extrajudicial killings, set up at the height of the killings and abuses under then-President Rodrigo Duterte. Obsta Principius. Resist the first encroachment. Sen. Segesag showed us how to recognize the insidious approach of anything dangerous or evil and, more importantly, how to slay it. He led by example, and there is no other way to honor his enduring legacy but to continue his work for the poor and the disenfranchised inside and outside the courtroom, the group added. Butuan City Vice Mayor Lawrence Fortun, a lawyer and a former congressional representative of Agusan del Norte's 1st District, said Segesag's death marks a generational time shift in our contemporary political history. We can only hope and pray that the millennials, Gen Zs, and future generations will be taught through social media, live streams, and classroom history lessons how and why René Ségesság devoted his life to the rule of law, human rights, good governance, and education so that they are able to live their lives in freedom and prosperity, Fortune said. It is now up to those who were alive when René Ségesság was very much in the public eye to remind the younger generations of how his life continues to matter, Fortune said.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.